Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we investigate the book of 2 Timothy and discover powerful truths about mentorship from a father-to-son perspective. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Appreciate you tuning in, regardless of what time of day it is, regardless of how bad the traffic is right now. Let's just dive in and see if we can get our minds distracted a bit to something a little bit more profitable than that person in front of you who keeps on hopping on his brakes, okay? So look at verse, I think we're in verse 12.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul had just encouraged Timothy to, Timothy, remember, you know me, you've watched me, you know what I believe, you know why I do what I do. And Timothy, what do you know? You know that God was there every step of the way. You know that God has been faithful to me and continues to be faithful to me. So you can trust him, Timothy. Don't be enamored with self-absorbed people. Timothy, keep following the true way, the self-denying way. It's the way of Christ. And now he says in verse 12, and I've quoted this verse so often, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So part of the way that Paul strengthened Timothy was by telling him, Timothy, persecution is going to come to every true believer. So half the battle is knowing that the battle is coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's Paul's not afraid to paint the picture like it is. He's not trying to just make the Christian life just feel like it's just always going to be happy and, there's no trials. But he says, in reality, if you are going to, there is going to be persecution. But he also says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus suffer persecution. So, Timothy, you're not alone as well, but it is something that you need to have in the back of your mind. If you're going to serve Christ, it is going to come.
I think it's an important lesson for all of us that engage in mentorship and in discipleship. And that is, we need to be honest about what discipleship entails. So whenever Jesus introduced the concept of following him, of discipleship, he brought in the concepts of cross-bearing, self-denial. He brought in illustrations like, hey, count the cost. Think about it. It's not always easy. Sometimes I don't have a place to lay my head. See, he never really tried to cheerleader people in to following him or make discipleship some kind of an attractional model. Is that not to say that there are parts about the Christian life that are very enjoyable? Of course. But that's not what we lead with. That's not what we advertise with. We don't use that as the bait to draw people in. It's a matter of Christ focus and a willingness to bear whatever.
Yeah, and sometimes it's, in teenage years, it's easy to get all excited about, I'm going to go serve God, and I'm committed, and I'm willing to be a disciple. But the reality is, if you choose to be a disciple, you've got to understand what all goes into it. Otherwise, if you don't count the cost, if you don't consider it, it's easy to fall away or it's easy to give up. So he's saying, Timothy, it is worth it, but understand that there is going to be this persecution, and I want you to prepare yourself in it. But as we've been reading in his exhortation to Timothy, he does provide encouragement along the way.
I've talked to some Marines that and even those in special forces that talk about, they call it Hell Week, when they just go through just all the craziness and no sleep and extreme physical deprivation. And the ones that have succeeded have said that they just had to remind themselves they knew this was coming. They know it's temporary. They know it's psychological. And just knowing what it is and that others have been through it is a great incentive. And that's exactly what Paul is doing here. He said, listen, I'm through it. God deliver me. You know that. You're going to face it. Know it's coming. Just a lot of the same philosophy.
Yeah, it's just, I think sometimes we can, you know, if we're not careful, we can almost do an injustice as a mentor, just, you know, always giving the positives about it. And, you know, but it is very important that if you're discipling somebody, to let them know, hey, we're going to have some tough times. And it's not just solely you that's going through that. It's everybody who lives godly through Christ Jesus. They're going to go through those things as well. But just prepare yourself for those hard times. Preparation, you know, like you said, is half the battle. You don't want just a surprise attack. You want to be able to prep your mind and yourself, and spiritually speaking, the same thing is true.
So in verse 12, Timothy, what you can expect sometimes is a seemingly negative result for positive obedience. And then the other thing that you can expect, Timothy, in verse 13, is that the people that we've described, these evil men, these seducers, these charlatans, these people that have a form of godliness that take advantage of vulnerable people, okay, they're going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So, Timothy, you're going to see in your ministry, because you love the Lord and you're seeking to follow him, you're going to see episodes of persecution. And that's going to make you think, man, this is not fair. I'm serving God. And then you're going to see people that are merchandising ministry, that are doing it for themselves, and they're self-absorbed, and it's going to be like they're succeeding. Mm-hmm. And they don't even preach the truth. And how does anybody swallow that? And that might be a frustration to you. So, Timothy, just don't find your ministry security in popularity or in how many people you're reaching necessarily, no, or in how well things are turning out. Don't worry about any of that, because evil men and seducers, yeah, they're going to be who they are. And doing right is going to bring sometimes negative things, but just be faithful to the truth, to what you know to be right, and follow the good and godly examples of people that you've seen the end of their life, and you know it works.
Yeah, and it's so important to have that mindset, because when you're going through the trial, you're going through that persecution, it's hard sometimes to see things clearly, and you can make rash decisions, or you can give up easily. And sometimes we also think that, you know, if I'm having a hard time, that I must be doing something wrong, or I must be, you know, but that's not always the case either. He said, you know, there's people that are doing the right thing and they're going through rough times, and people are doing the wrong thing and seemingly they're having the success. But as we were talking about a couple podcasts ago, ultimately, this is just a temporary thing. And so what you're doing for Christ is going to have eternal benefit, and is going to be worth it in the end.
So the admonition then in verse 14, but continue thou. And I love that, because Paul wasn't saying, Timothy, you're on the wrong track.
Yeah.
He was saying, Timothy, you're doing the right thing, but I'm just encouraging you to keep on.
Yeah.
Because I know that it's a temptation when you see so many that are going in a different direction, perhaps. I know that it's a temptation when you see so many that are just full of themselves and not truly serving Christ. Timothy, don't continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Mm-hmm. So, Timothy, let what you know, the truth in which you've been trained, let that guide you. And here's a special incentive: knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So Timothy, it's not just the truth you know, but it's what you know that truth has produced in the lives of people you trust. So like your grandma, like your mom, like me, those are the ones Paul has referenced in this chapter. And at the end of the day, Caleb, that is a strong incentive. We look at people like you mentioned Dr. Sisk a little bit earlier. You look at people like a Dr. Sisk and say, there's a great reason to stay faithful to the truth because I see the authenticity in that life. I think it was Ingersoll who was the famous skeptic, I'm pretty sure, who said, I've reasoned away, in his own mind at least, the arguments of the Christian. I've reasoned away all the arguments of Christianity except for the life of my own mother. He couldn't explain that, could he?
Yeah, no, that's so good. And I think, you know, as you're mentioning the first part of the verse, I think it's good to see as well that Paul was encouraging Timothy as he was continuing the faith. And sometimes, you know, as a mentor, you know, we only chime in when somebody's doing wrong or when somebody needs correction. But he in this time says, hey, Timothy, just want to let you know what you're doing. It's great. You're doing the right thing. Continue. But yeah, it's the testimony of other people and people that you love and you know, is sometimes you can be like, is this worth it? Does it make sense? Is this going to pan out? And then you see those people that you know wouldn't lie to you, those people that you know have your best interest. They know, you know, beyond any shadow of a doubt that they love you, and you see them claim those same truths and to see them spurring on as time goes on. And it just is a great motivator that, hey, this is worth it, but this is true. And this is something I can continue on, as Paul was saying.
Yeah. And lest there be any mistake about what he had learned or who he had learned it from. Mm-hmm. Paul says in verse 15 that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. So obviously the whom here is his mother and grandma. Yep. He already talked about them in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and then the what is the Scripture. So what you've learned, Scripture, who you've learned it from, your godly mother and grandma, so that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, Timothy, I'm leaving. You know my example. You know how I've lived, but I'm leaving. Timothy, you had the example of your mom, your grandma, but you don't see them much anymore. And no doubt grandma was already dead by this time. But Timothy, let me tell you something that you have that came directly from God, that you'll always have, that can always guide you, and that is the Word of God. Mm. Stay centered on God's Word.
Yeah, it's something that'll never change, and it's something that'll always be there. And sometimes, you know, there's even people sometimes will fail us even, you know, you see, you know, people that you love and you see their faith, and but sometimes you see those people falter, but the Word of God will always continue on. So that's what we need to hold ourselves to, is that foundation of His Word.
I can't wait until next episode because I want to talk to you about the Word of God. What does it mean that God's Word is inspired? What does it mean that God's Word is profitable for everything? Mm-hmm. What does it mean that God's Word helps us practically to fulfill the works that God has already ordained that you should fulfill? Think about that. God has made you for a purpose, and God's Word is what outfits you for the purpose for which you are made. Man, I want to jump into it right now, but we don't have time. So, hey, have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the day that God has made, that He has given to you. Think about some of the things we've talked about, and let's plan to get together next episode. So God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.